Good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiert. And this week, I did tell you that it's going to be a special show this week on last week's show. And yes, it is. Not only is it my wedding anniversary, my first wedding anniversary, but, madames, monsieur, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a look at the year in which lit up my fandom of the Eurovision Song Contest, turned me into a humongous fan. I wanted to find out more about it. I was glued to it. I was really, really looking forward to the following year's contest. And yes, we are going to the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest from Tallinn, Estonia.
Hey, that's hello in Estonian. And welcome.
Once upon a time.
To the 47th Eurovision Song Contest from Tallinn.
Far away.
Capital of Estonia. A small, proud Baltic state. Independent of Mother Russia since 1991. And they shrugged off the USSR, pulled down Lenin's statue, and decided to go it alone. Some may scoff and even snigger at the old Euro song, but winning it last year was regarded as a major breakthrough by the Estonians, an opportunity to show themselves off, make their mark in Europe. 7,000 people here tonight in the Saku Suurhala. Hundreds of millions around the world watching from Reykjavik to Sydney. The old Hanseatic town, 13th century. Tallinn. Suurhala. This is the song that brought us here, last year's winner, Dave Benton, Tanel Pada. Come on, everybody. And now we meet the host and hostess. They'll be joining us on stage, Annalie Peebo and Marco Martveri.
Please welcome tonight's hosts, Annalie Peebo and Marco Martveri.
She's an operatic mezzo-soprano. He's an actor who plays the accordion.
Thank you, Daniel.
Trust me.
Hello, Europe.
Hello, Annalie and Marco.
Bonsoir, chers téléspectateurs. Bienvenue à Tallinn, capitale de l'Estonie.
Tere õhtust. I know, this will be the most unnecessary sentence of the evening, but I have to say it.
I can say it for you.
Please do.
The 47th Eurovision Song Contest is about to begin. Let's begin.
Bonne chance à tous les participants.
The first country is Cyprus.
So easy. Thought that I could be alone, but when I'm close to you, I lose my mind. I lose control.
Give me your loving.
I want you so, I won't let go. Please give me now a sign to walk.
Oh, that's Cyprus 2002. That is the group One, yeah, with the song Gimme. You would have thought of Gimme, 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 wouldn't you? To be fair, that's exactly what was going through my mind. But that ended up in sixth place with 85 points for Cyprus, a very respectable placing after they weren't able to get to the 2001 contest after doing so poorly in 1999 and in 2000. But yes, we're taking a look at the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest this week, as it's my wedding anniversary. And to be fair, I want to show you and share with you, in most particularly, the contest which turned me into a huge Eurovision fan, and how this Eurovision Showcase show here on Forest FM ended, you know, turned out to be, and to be here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for 1 hour of Eurovision pop, mostly. So, yes, welcome. I'm Kieran Uri Tutsia. So you can follow us on Twitter if you like. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, we're focusing on the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest, as I've just said. And it was the 47th edition of the annual Eurovision Song Contest, which took place in the Sakudhalla in Tallinn in Estonia. And it was hosted in Estonia following their win in 2001 with Tanel Padar, Dave Benton and 2XL, winning in Copenhagen with the song Everybody. Now, there had been early worries in the proceedings whether Estonian broadcaster ETV would be able to fund the contest. However, worries were put to rest when a combination of fundraising activities and the Estonian government enabled them to host the event for the first time. Fantastic. And also, for the first time, a slogan and theme was implemented. And the year was called A Modern Fairy Tale. And it was evident in the postcards to show in between the songs, which showed classic fairy tales ending in modern Estonian situations. Yes. So the Anneli and Marco were the hosts, of course. And it was, you know, quite an interesting contest, as we'll go through. Now, we're going to start towards the bottom of the scoreboard and work our way towards the top. Now, we started towards the start just because Cyprus was the first one, so I thought I'd do that. But we'll start right at the bottom. The song that came second, well, came last, actually, in 24th place with 7 points. Here is the Danish entry. She looked incredibly nervous and worried on the night. But the song, as you will hear now, is actually really quite good. Here is Marlene with Tell Me Who You Are for Denmark 2002.
Running free. your mind goes running free.
Dans le jardin de mon âme, in the garden of my soul, for Switzerland in 2002, Francine Jourdi coming 22nd with 15 points. In the middle, in 23rd, it was Avaras with Happy You for Lithuania. That was a good tune, actually, but it's really cheesy, and I might play it again at some point in the future, so don't you worry about that. Well, we go next to the German entry. Now, this was the pre-contest favourite in 2002, Corinna May. She's been blind since birth, and she has an incredible voice, and I love this song so much, and I hope you do too. Here is Corinna May with I Can't Live Without Music for Germany, 21st with 17 points.
You're my song in the morning, you're the rhythm of my heartbeat at night, and the sound of love I hear in your voice keeps on touching me deep inside. can't live without music. Only you keep me going along. I can't live without music and the power that's deep in your song. You're the one and only thing I couldn't do without. Makes me wanna sing and dance and shout. We can't live without music. We can't live without music. It's a rainbow in the night, turns darkness into light. It's everything we really need.
Every time
Sarah with Addicted to You for Finland in 2002, coming 20th with 24 points. Completely, completely underrated. Now we move to the song that was in 19th place with 25 points. It's the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia with Karolina with Oda nas Vanesvi, which means in English, it depends on us. And the song wasn't the greatest, I must admit. It wasn't, I'm afraid. Sorry about that, Macedonia. So we'll move swiftly on and bypass also the song that we played not long ago, actually, on this show. Austria, 2002. They came 18th with 26 points. It is Manuel Ortega with Say a Word. And we'll move to the song and we'll listen to the song that was played in fourth on the night. And it ended up 17th with 27 points. It's probably one of the most unbelievably awful songs in Eurovision Song Contest history. But there is a very catchy chorus in this. Here is Michalis Rakinadis with Sagapo, S-A-G-A-P-O. Yes, this is Greece 2002. The Zorb, as I say. Now it's time to move over to Turkey. They finished 16th with 29 points. Here is Bukit Benzingu and Group Sapphire singing Lilac Zubindi Kal- Sudu Kalbinde, which means lilacs faded in your heart. This was the last song before Turkey really turned it up and won the following year with Sertab Erene, Every Way That I Can.
Özlemle now no more. When you're gone, I'm so blue. It's so sad and lonely without you. Don't ever let love pass you by. If you will try, take it now, hold it while you can. You'll be lost when love comes to an end. Avuçların da mutluluk, neden bu yolculuk? Dur gitme, bitsin özlemler, yaşarsın sevdalar, sevdalar.
Now time to rock out with Belgium. Coming joint 13th with Bosnia and Slovenia. Here is Sergio and the Ladies with Sister. Hey now, come on.
Once upon a time I was looking for a girl like you. Like a thunder in the night, though the fire burning so brand new. She was getting so much. That's why I'm telling you, a sister, come and move your body, a sister. So come on and make my day, 'cause I'm in love and I can make you feel this way. That's what I wanna say. Oh yeah, that's what I wanna say, honey. Come on. When a boy becomes a man, guess you better know the chance he takes. So fast, 'cause a broken heart's the price to pay. Let me try and make it better, 'cause there's so much more that we can do. That's why I'm telling you, a sister, come and move your body, sister. So come on and make my day, 'cause I'm in love and I can make you feel this way.
I adore that song so much. Sergio and the Ladies with Sister here on the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. 13th place with 33 points. Joint with Slovenia, as I said, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. The Slovenian song was Samu Ljubezan from Sistra. Remember the three drag queens. They looked awesome. And Bosnia and Herzegovina, Malia with Naya Jujova de Jove. Which, what was it called? Oh, yes, On a Pillow for Two. Yes, interesting song it was. it really wasn't much of anything. But Israel came 12th with 37 points. I actually thought this was going to close in to the win, but it really didn't. It took a while for Israel to score, but this is stunning. It's so beautiful. And one of my favorite Israeli entries of all time. Here is Sarit Haddad with Light a Candle, sung in English and in Hebrew.
Lifamim nidme she'en tikva ve'hakol nire kol kach afel ve'lo yadua. הפרחים עוד לא פרחו בגן ובשדה, וב...
Saeed Halad with A Light a Candle. Coming 11th with 44 points at the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest was Croatia. Vesna with Everything I Want. Then coming 10th with 55 points, one of the funniest songs and really, I mean now, dated songs from Russia in 2002. Here we are. Here is Prime Minister, a boy vocal group, singing the song Northern Girl, Frosty Eyes.
In all my roundings around the world, I met so many kinds of pretty girls. All of them like precious stones, sparkling on their own. I found them fiery, tender, bright and sweet, in Rome, in Paris, Lisbon and Madrid.
Frosty eyes, I wanna melt you, baby, no day. for love, so, so far.
I will hold you and whisper, you're
And after Russia was Romania. Ninth place with 71 points. Monica and Marcel with Tell Me Why. But coming eighth was Sweden. Aphrodite with Never Let You Go. Eighth place with 72 points.
Surrounded by sharks.
It is now time for Spain 2002. Here is Rosa with Europe's Living a Celebration, coming seventh with 81 points.
Camino por Attention!
What a tune. Now it's time for this. Yes, it's time for France 2002, coming a very respectable placing of fifth with 104 points. My winner of 2002, Sandrine Francois, Ils font du temps.
This is a good song from France. A moody French temptress, Sandrine.
Les idées ont trop cours, mais on n'en est pas là. Je me suis battue pour ça. J'ai serré dans ma voix tous ces mots qui font peur quand on les entend pas. Je me suis battue pour ça. J'ai serré dans mes bras toutes ces femmes qui pleurent.
For France. Long time since France has won the Eurovision.
Yeah, still to this day. Well, we move over to the third place songs. Joint third with the UK's Estonia, Salin with Runaway.
Did somebody dare to tell you what's right? Which colors to wear to laugh or cry? Stop the fight.
Just run away to the sky.
Yes, and also with 111 points in third place, the last time the United Kingdom was in the top three, here is Jessica Garlick with Come Back.
We both made the same mistakes, and believe me, I know.
Yes, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, our review of the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest. And we are now in the top two, of course, pun intended, and we are moving to Malta, the song that came second with 164 points. Ira Losko with Seventh Wonder.
Dips my cherry red lips in the essence of all.
seven bonded. On seven seas we sail on this dream, turning it into virtual reality. Reality. Is it good? Is it bad? Am I simply going mad? Is it fiction or fact? Am I really losing time?
And our final song is the Latvian entry, I Wanna, from Mary N, coming first with 176 points. I don't know how that one either. Okay, now I'll hope to see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another instalment of the Eurovision Showcase. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, and have a wonderful week. Toodaloo.